brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good afternoon. Good morning. It is Stacy Key and it's Let's Talk Small Business. It is Tuesday, September the 9th, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We have an exciting show for you today. As you know, Let's Talk Small Business is the show dedicated to entrepreneurs and small business. We talk about all those things that impact the engine that drives the American economy. All the things you can't get other places, you can get it here on Let's Talk Small Business. Today, we've got an exciting show. We've got two small powerhouse small businesses that have blazed trails. They're incredible companies that are going to share with you their success, how they've gotten to where they are, and give you some tips and techniques on how you, too, can follow in their path. First of all, we've got, and both have been award winners. They're award-winning companies. Let me note that. We've got Pyramid Consulting, and we got the Royster Group, both very accomplished companies. And we've got Namita Tareth, and we've got Ken Taunton of the Royster Group. And both are going to share with you their success. Welcome, Namita, and welcome, Ken. I'm glad you're joining us today.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy.
So as I mentioned, both of them are award winners. And so Namita has been an award winner for GMSDC and a national winner for NMSDC. And our recent new regional winner is the Royster Group. And Ken, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very exciting.
Yeah, we're going to see Ken in Orlando this year as he goes up against some other companies for the national award. You know, we've got quite a few awards every year, just about. We've had award winners coming out of this council. You know, we're pretty big and bad here in Georgia. So you've got some shoes to some pretty big shoes to follow. Are you ready?
I am. I mean, you know, being a part of the GMSDC General Council, I mean, it's been very exciting, very informative. I've had a lot of great mentors within the council, and so I believe that we're going to take home the trophy. So I'm very excited.
I think you can do it. I think so. First of all, let's step back and let's talk about both of your companies, because I think you guys both are incredible companies. And Amita, we're going to start with you, because okay. You guys you've been around with GMSD Surfing for a while, and you guys are incredible. So let's talk about Pyramid Consulting and all that you do. And I tell everyone that I know Sanjeev, your husband, is the CEO of the company, but you are the secret sauce that really makes you the wind beneath his wings, and you are what really makes this thing go. They say behind every powerful CEO there's a team. She is the team. So everybody who's listening, if you want to steal somebody, it's Namita's who you steal, because she's the one who makes this thing go. So tell us about, I know Sanjeev's listening, I know he's going to cringe when he hears that, but tell us about Pyramid Consulting and what you do and how you do it.
Sure. Thank you, Stacy, and thank you for this recognition. I think Sanjeev needs to know this too. But Pyramid Consulting is a technology company focused on supporting our client needs with personal as well as IT solutions. We've been in business from 1996, so we've been in business more than 18 years, hoping to cross the $200 million mark in our revenues this year.
Oh, $200 million. Congratulations. Yay!
Thank you. We are on track to do so. And I would say, yes, hard work pays off, but there are organizations such as GMSDC that you need to lean on for support. We recognized that early on. We got ourselves certified very, very early on in our business. And I would say that GMSDC has been a cornerstone for Pyramid's growth. This was the organization that helped us open our eyes to do business with Fortune 500 companies. This is where I found that Fortune 500 companies' representatives are there to actually listen to you and to be your guides and mentor to take you inside their organization. So we have used GMSDC as a stepping stone for our success and have replicated this model at many other regional councils. So we are today certified with 9 other regional councils, GMSDC being our home council, but that success has been repeated. My role within the company is a new business development, but I'm also responsible for our client relationships and engagements. So the customers that we have today are most important to us, and serving them is prime objective. So we continue to do that, and they are the ones that are taking us to the $200 million mark.
Oh, excellent. So, Namita, talk about your core competency. What is it? Because we're going to have a lot of people listening. This is going to all of our corporate members. And so we want them to hear something and say, you know what? I need Pyramid Consulting. I need them to join us and be a part of our team. So what do you want them to know about you?
Sure. Pyramid has been in business for 18 years. We have three core areas of our services, and I want people to recognize that these are the three areas we can help them in their businesses. We put people to work. That is our job. We've been doing this for 18 years. We support the economy by doing that on a regular basis. So if you need IT people to come support your projects that need some cutting-edge technology and or more people to get delivered on, think of Pyramid. Pyramid's been doing this service for 18 years, and our customers are large Fortune 500 customers. Secondly, in 2001, we established our second services, which was delivery to projects. We are responsible for delivering end-to-end project work for our customers in an on-site offshore delivery models. And the most important, which I feel is the pinnacle for Pyramid, is the newest service offering, which is around mobile test automation and mobile device management. Pyramid has a sister company called Mobile Labs that is wholly owned by Pyramid Consulting and provides hardware and software solutions to some very, very large firms on their mobility initiatives.
Oh, excellent. That mobile space is very hot. A lot of people are playing in that space, and I think that's a strategic spot, a strategic play for Pyramid Consulting. So, Ken, tell us about the Royster Group.
Yeah, the Royster Group started back in 2001. We became certified with GMSDC back in 2003. The Royster Group is we consider ourselves a leader in the human capital space and staffing in the public and private sector, and then also in healthcare, in the healthcare industry as well. Our main goal is to assist organizations to fill their human capital pipeline with highly qualified and motivated providers at all levels within the organizations. I've been an active member with GMSDC, being certified since 2003, held many different leadership positions, such as being on the past board member back in 2007, chair professional services committee, and then also recently I'm part of the government affairs committee as well. Our company basically is not as large as Pyramid,
but you can get there. You can grow there.
And we've had some really, really great successes this year. A lot of that have come from the government space. We do a lot in the DOD sector, IRS, different agencies, CDC, and things of that nature. We recently won a what they call an IDIQ, which is a indefinite in quantity a contract that basically staff nurses. Which was about $300 million. And so we're
Man, that's incredible. Yeah. Congratulations.
So,
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. So we're one of five companies.
So we're going to be working for you. We're going to come up and work for you for a while.
And we recently were selected what they call a MATO, which is a multiple task order type of vehicle that staff physicians within the Navy. And that vehicle was about $50 million over 5 years. And so we're
$5 million. Okay, if I'm doing my math, is that $350 million?
Yes, $350 million.
Yeah. One thing I can do is count.
Yeah, so we're hoping and we're excited about those two wins. It's been very exciting. I tell you, when you look at growth, you have to look at a lot of different things in terms of new talent, new skills to bring to the team, and things of that nature.
Absolutely, you got to manage that growth.
Absolutely. So we've been very excited about our wins here, and we're looking forward to hopefully bring home the trophy at the Nationals.
Now, okay, you're in the Namita's in the IT space. You're kind of in the healthcare kind of space,
correct?
And so both of those industries are very hot,
yes,
right now. And so I want both of you to talk about what are some of the trends you're seeing, because the Affordable Healthcare Act has got some impact to you.
Yeah.
The whole technology space is really hot. So both of you talk about some of the trends, some of the things that you're seeing in those spaces that you're in, because as we go forward from industry perspective, we're going to be doing some a additional segments on both of those areas, mm-hmm. In the technology space and even in the healthcare, health IT specifically. Mm-hmm. And so talk about what you're seeing in terms of trends. Both of you don't have to jump in at the same time, but talk about some of the trends you're seeing.
I could share with you in terms of being in this space. My background has been in pharmaceuticals, so I worked for a large pharmaceutical company. And then I've worked for an executive search firm that specialized in healthcare. And when you look at the talent in terms of one of the trends is that moving forward, we are seeing that staffing is going to be pretty tough. And when you look at the ancillary staff, when you look at providers with the Affordable Care Act, there's not going to be a lot of physicians or providers around to help,
manage those
patients. So when you look at the provider base and you look at the number of influx in terms of patients coming into the system, it's gonna increase. And so that's an opportunity for companies.
Technology. That's where the technology comes to play.
Absolutely.
And so I will tell you, we were in our Leadership Atlanta class, and we visited Morehouse, actually. And we were talking about the number of physicians that are coming down the pike. There is going to be a shortage.
Correct.
And so they're trying to leverage this with some technology mm-hmm. to help augment the fact that they're not going to be a sufficient enough. And rural is going to be really challenged.
Oh, absolutely. We are seeing a lot of trends in terms of going back to the technology and also in the provider space, telebehavior. Yeah. A lot of, rural areas are having to use telemedicine. Yeah, telemedicine mm-hmm. in regards to how they treat patients and how they diagnose and things of that nature. And so from a staffing perspective, it's good for us because we've got to provide those providers. But from a technology perspective, you need the hardware and you need the software to make that happen.
And I think there's an opportunity for business owners. It's an opportunity.
Correct.
If you've got creative solutions around this space,
yep.
Clearly this is the time.
Absolutely.
Namita, talk about it from a technology.
So Pyramid Consulting is a technology company. As you know, innovation forms the baseline for technology. I mean, technology keeps changing all the time. Currently, what we feel is going to help our customers and us as well is to make sure that the talent is available. There is a shortage of talent everywhere.
Okay.
So having to put some thoughts around how do we get our hands on talent? How do we retain and grow the talent so that that talent is available for our customers? That's the main objective for Pyramid Consulting on the staffing side today. So we have put in programs such as global finding. We do find clients, a talent globally. U.S. is not sufficient to be able to grow that talent. So we are searching for talent globally and growing that talent globally. We have training centers out of our India offices where we are actually developing Java developers to be the big data providers, the big data Hadoop kind of background. So there is definitely a need to follow the talent. So go where the talent is. We cannot just have all of the talent be here in the U.S. available all the time. So certainly following the talent, keeping the talent, growing the talent is very important to the company. And we are taking steps to do that. Secondly, I believe that following and knowing our market space, we know that mobility is the latest trend. We know that most of the customers have, especially the financial services industry, is challenged with all the applications, mobile applications that are out there. They have to be tested. They cannot go to the market without testing. So our most innovative product and hardware software solution that we have brought to the market with a company called Mobile Labs, we believe is the answer to some of these challenges in the mobile space. So I believe that following the market trends, understanding what the needs are today, but 5 years later, and what we can do to help handhold some of our customers over these challenges is what's going to keep us thriving into the industry and make us relevant.
Now, let's talk about, because you touched on it, the pool of resources, because there's been talk about, and even, Georgia's the number one state for doing business, ranked by site selection and several others. But there is an initiative in Georgia around the educational pool needing technical resources, because that pool of technical, whether it's IT, I think in that IT space, is not there. Is that part of what's going on, that resource you're talking about? Because you're looking globally.
We are looking globally.
You're not,
yes.
Because here, in not just Georgia, but in the United States, that pool of technical resource that you need, that your customers need to be able to satisfy this technology growth, is just not available, because we just don't have the resources today. And our high school students and our college students are not taking the steps to go down that path. And so they're actually, I think, going down into middle school trying to get them down that path. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are a lot of programs out there. We have physicians that's on our staff that's actually being active in the school systems to help develop that talent and to bring up those students that are interested in math and sciences.
Yeah.
And so actually Morehouse is basically on the cutting edge of that in terms of going into the different school systems, specifically within Atlanta Public School Systems, some of the other, you know, school systems within the area. So I think that, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we recognize that talent is going to be scarce in the future, especially around the IT sector and also in the healthcare sector. But I do believe that, you know, these providers and some of these other you know, associations and things of that nature recognize that. And so they're, you know, kind of going a step below where they can pull these students out and get them interested more in the math and sciences.
Yeah, there's a, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to mention that, well, I am a stepmom. I'm a STEM mom, I'm sorry. I have two daughters, and they both are in these areas, science and math. My oldest is in med school, and my second one is doing chemical engineering at Georgia Tech. So, certainly,
oh, wow, look at you.
So certainly
doing your part to contribute, aren't you?
I am trying. But also from Pyramid's perspective, I believe that as a participant of organizations such as ITSMF and BDPA, and they have these high school challenges that they put together. I mean, as a company, what we are helping with is money, is sponsorship. Mm-hmm. No money helps. You need that to take these projects forward. We are still a small company. We still have to allocate resources where it makes most sense for us. So I know that for us, monetarily helping them, sponsoring some of these programs, is helpful to them as well as for us. So we are helping them by helping them, but eventually helping ourselves in growth of that talent, because that's our business. So yeah. I believe that participating in some of these programs has really helped Pyramid help in the community, but also help ourselves by getting that talent pool further created.
I applaud you for that. Mm-hmm. I think I want to also mention that Pyramid is a big supporter of GMSDC, and I, you know, you've jumped in and supported, and you're members of TAG as well, your Technology Association of Georgia. So you're actively involved in that, ensuring that technology infrastructure is there throughout the state of Georgia. So I applaud you for all that you do in supporting the community. Good job.
Thank you.
Let's talk more about the award. So, Namita's been here. I think you're serial winners of awards. I know you guys have won so many awards out there. And so,
but still every one of them matters a lot. So
Absolutely.
Listen to her. Yeah. Everyone matters a lot. Yeah. They're just serial winners, Kim. So watch her, okay?
right.
So talk about what's the process like going out for these awards? You know, because many times people are, you know, they don't want to go after awards because I'm not going to win. What's that process? Because, you know, it takes you put together a package. It's work.
Yeah, I mean, for the Royster Group, I mean, we basically, you know, first of all, you've got to have the background in terms. And what I mean the background is that
you got a story.
You have to tell the story. And if you have a good story to tell, that's where it all starts. I mean, and our story was, you know, coming from starting from the basement of my home, then growing the company to about $2 million in revenue, and then the successes that are coming to light. The process is pretty intense. I mean, we basically, you know, we had a team of folks that we sat down with and really wanted to kind of talk about or kind of come together in terms of what story do we want to tell? And so we told our story from a revenue perspective. We told our story from a community involvement perspective. And then we also shared some insight around how do we do business with other MBAs in the space. And so, and I'm a big believer in terms of helping other small businesses grow their business. And so those are the three elements that help us tell our story. And actually, I'll be honest with you, I'm not the best writer in the world.
But, you know, there are people out there that help you do that, tell their story.
There are people that can do a lot better than I can. So we contracted with the consultant to help us, help tell that story.
Okay, listen out there, people. Yeah. The secret sauce out there. You got help.
Yeah. And so without a doubt, that was part of it. But at the end of the day, though, the Royster Group, we had a very good story to tell. We were very successful in terms of a lot of different awards that we won, especially with the SBA, UAB, the Alumni Association, some other stories that we had to tell as well. So we were pretty excited about that story that we had to tell. And unfortunately, we told a good one.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, Stacey, you already know this, but this application process is rigorous. I mean, it never gets easy. We've applied many times, but...
It's not that bad.
It's not bad at all, but it is rigorous, I would say. And I would say that Pyramid has applied for this award every single time, every year when we've had the opportunity. We've never sat out. Because I believe that if you don't do that first step, you'll never reach the next step.
Absolutely.
So if you don't apply, you can never win. Mm-hmm. So
I agree. I think you need to. It's a good exercise in helping you really look at your business as well. Because as Absolutely. You go through that and answer the questions, it helps you reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a story to tell, why is that?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, this is the time we use as a mental pause. We take that time as a mental pause. We go through our answers or our response from the last time. We evaluate our response and say, hey, this doesn't work anymore because we have been more innovative. We have progressed. We have made changes to be able to meet our newer objectives. So I believe that it forces a company to pause and reflect on its operations and growth and mm-hmm. whether we are on target for our long-term goals or not. It forces us to be innovative. Mm-hmm. So it is a good mental pause. One should always take that opportunity, though it's hard work to begin with, but it is even if you don't win, you did get that time to reflect and understand what your long-term goals are and what do you need to do to get there. So I believe take this opportunity if you have it, apply.
And one of the things I would like to add to that is that, when you're taking that pause and when you're looking at your organization and when you're trying to reflect and look at, trying to tell a story, you look at your processes and you say to yourself, hey, this process is working out great. However, you look at one other process and you say, wow, we need to fix that. And so without a doubt, it allows you to reflect and work on the business as well. And so, and going back to your point, looking at innovation and things of that nature as well. So that was one of the things that helped us too.
And so Namita's had this experience of winning at GMSDC and then winning at the national level as well.
Wow.
So talk about that feeling of winning nationally, meaning you're the best of the best nationwide. What's that like?
Sure. Yes, we have won nationally, but let me begin by saying this GMSDC win is great win for us because it is at home. This is where the company began. This is where the home is. This is where our large percentage of our customers are, our employees are. So I know that winning the GMSDC award regionally is a great, great win. So we look forward to this coming Friday.
All right.
Yeah,
this Friday. And she's referencing our Spirit of Alliance Award, which is just Friday at the fabulous Marriott Marquis Hotel at 6:30. And so we'll be crowning our Suppliers of the Year, as well as our Blue Legend, which has been announced as Monica Maldonado of Interprint Communications. Yeah. She will be she's a Blue Legend Award. So we're excited about Friday at the Marriott Marquis.
Oh, it's a party. I'm looking forward to dressing
up. It's clearly a party.
That it is.
But let me talk a little bit about being at the Nationals. We've been to the Nationals twice. We won the National Supplier Development Council Award in 2004, I'm sorry, in as a class two. And we
now that's where went, I am right now.
Yeah, where we actually won it all the way up there. It was a great, great feeling. We were early on in that business at that time, so we didn't know what it means to us. So I believe we couldn't capitalize to all that we could have. Mm-hmm. But having said that, it was a great win for us to be able to say proudly on our cards, NMSDC Supplier of the Year. So that was a big win, a big win for us.
Yes, and so see, you know what? I tell people there's a lot of ways to leverage those wins.
Yeah.
Like we're doing now with you. And so we're looking at doing some things with YouTube, and you know, just sending that again, we're sending this out to all of our corporate members even today and all the MBEs. So there's some creative ways that we want to leverage and tweet and do some things. So all the winners from Friday, we're going to get real creative. There's a video that we're going to do at the end for all the winners, and then we're going to put it on GMSDC TV.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Exciting.
Look at that.
Just if I could add, I mean, we were also at the finals for the 2012. So we went all the way up to, we were the nominee, one of the four companies for the national win. This time it was for class four, so we saw the progression ourselves, and though we didn't win, you were in tough competition.
Yeah, you were in
Worldwide Technology,
a billion dollar company. You were also
there was Bartech.
Nasty competition.
But look at the caliber. I mean, right. So we were up
there.
You're
in good company.
We were up there. We received a lot of honors. We got our moment on the stage.
That's right.
So we have a lot to thank. I believe that it starts with winning at the local level. So that's important. So please apply.
Yeah.
And so what advice would you give for Ken as he's heading down to Orlando? Any words of wisdom?
I believe that this is a very objective selection. So I think there's a lot to be said in your paperwork that you do submit. The application process is rigorous there as well. Mm-hmm. So I believe that since it is objective, people don't know you very well other than what you present in the paperwork. So I believe that be creative on the paperwork. Just don't answer questions verbatim. I think being creative by submitting letters of recommendation and or a little bit more fun in providing that information, which is easier to read, would be good. And then enjoy. I mean, I think we didn't know we were going to win, but it was a pressure, but it was a lot of good fun. So enjoy.
Good.
Now, you know what we've done for this process now, and I started this about 4 years ago at GMSDC, is that every year out of the winners, we take previous winners to help coach them with their packages. And it's our secret sauce at GMSDC. Mm-hmm. That's why we're the only council in the network that has so many winners, because it's our secret sauce.
Well, you know, and let me add to that, Stacey, because I tell you, you know, that's what we did. We attended, you know, some of those sessions around, you know, the package and what... what would it take in order to be competitive in your package? And I tell you, without a doubt, that was, you know, far and above what we needed to help put that package together. So, you know, keep that secret sauce up.
Yep. Yeah. Other MBEs supporting each other.
Right.
That's it. And so we'll do that again.
Right.
And again, I think that's our secret sauce. Yeah. Yes, supporting each other. Absolutely. Winners giving insight to the ones that are up and coming and helping them. That's the secret sauce. I think that's our secret sauce.
There was corporate help as well. And we had corporate help as well.
No, we use MBEs to help each other to really support the process.
Okay. Right.
That was great. It worked out really well.
Yes, absolutely. So as we're wrapping up, I want to take a minute and get any last minute words from both of you. Take a minute, talk about, this is your chance, talk about your companies, because we're going to send this out to everybody. So take this opportunity to tell us about the Royster Group, Pyramid Consulting, as we wrap up.
The Royster Group, I mean, you know, we're a company that has had slow growth. And when I mean slow growth, I mean conservative growth, because, I mean, and that was just the nature
managed growth. We call it managed growth.
Right. And so we've done a good job at that. And without a doubt, I think that our goal is to, without a doubt, become a $25 to $50 million company within the next 5 to 10 years.
And you're so on your way, guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
You're there.
The Royster Group, without a doubt, we've had some really, really good support, mentorships with Grady Health Systems. We're part of the you know, Georgia Mentor Protege program.
Yeah.
And so Veronica Mondato has just done an outstanding job with that program.
Thank you so much.
With the mentorship, with the connections, the network that we have within the council has been phenomenal. I think that the Roars Group is looking for success and, you know, really good growth over the next 5 years. And so with the strategic planning that we have in place, with the talent that we're hiring, and also that the industry that we're in, we're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. And Namita, you have the final words.
Sure. Thank you. Well, Pyramid Consulting is an IT company. We want to be the... So our goal is to be $500 million company in 2020. So that is our stated goal. That's a goal that is shared by Sanjeev to all his employees, and we encourage all of them to help us get there. So far, the company has had organic growth. That is the current structure where we have organically grown. But an M&A could be in the future, nothing on the cards, but certainly something that we are looking at. But 2020 goal is to be $500 million business. We will stay true to our business. We will stay as a technology company and not get into the non-IT or non-tech space, and continue to be innovative. Mobile Labs, as I said, is a company of Pyramid that we are growing, and that is the growth that we are looking at. So being innovative, being out there, helping the community, putting more people to work is what we do, and we'll continue doing that.
I want to thank both of you for joining us. Good luck to you, Ken, in Orlando.
Thank you.
And I'd like to, as we wrap up, thank our sponsors, the Wells Fargo, the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, and Ronsted, for without you, this would not be possible. And as America goes, so goes small business. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business. Take care.